Maher is the name of a project that Indian sister Lucy Kurien of the Order of the Sisters of the Cross of Chavanaugh, SCC, began in 1997 to shelter exploited and destitute women and children in Pune in western India's Maharashtra state. In the local Marathi language, Maher means mother's home, a name that Sister Lucy chose for her center as a haven of hope, belonging and understanding. Sister Lucy has received several honors and recognition for her works of mercy. Recently, on the occasion of this year's International Women's Day, March the 8th, she was conferred the Nari Shakti Award for 2015 by Indian President Pranab Mukherjee for her outstanding contribution to women's empowerment. Last week, in the first part of a telephone interview with her, Sister Lucy briefly spoke about the Nari Shakti Award and went on to explain her work and how it began over 19 years ago. It so happened that a battered woman, fearing her abusive husband, sought help at Sister Lucy's convent, a help the community was unable to provide. That very night, the woman's husband set her on fire, and the woman, along with her unborn baby, later died of burns. Shattered by the tragedy, Sister Lucy wanted to do something concrete for these women. And so, with due permission from her congregation and church authorities, she came out of her community life to live among and work for the suffering people. While she continued to be a sister of the Cross of Chavanaugh, her work was not part of the congregation. She stepped out into the unknown, wholly trusting in God, who provided her and still continues to provide her. Today, Maher runs some 25 projects simultaneously for women, children and also men, not just in Maharashtra, but also in Kerala and Jharkhand states. In her work, Sister Lucy was particularly inspired by Mother Teresa. Sister Lucy also told us the entire Maher project is run by a board of trustees whose members belong to various religions, and her centers are open to anyone in need, regardless of caste, creed or gender. Well, today, Sister Lucy Kurien begins the final part of this interview explaining the various projects of Maher.
See, we started for women, as I said, then we started for children. Now we have home for the mentally disturbed women. Then we have also have for the mentally challenged women. We have home for the unwed mothers. You know, these rape cases that are taking place. So we have a home for the, we call it the unwed mother's home. Then we have a home for the short stay for women. That is when women are in trouble, they can come to us. And when their problems are sorted out, they go back. Then we have a lots of work in the village. We call it the outreach program. That means, you know, creating awareness on various issues that are existing. Then coaching classes for the children, running daycare center for children, running of Balwadis. Then seeing to the, job placement for the youth. We have a lot of training programs within house, and also our staff go out to the villages and give training on tailoring, beauty parlors, computer courses, things like that. We take the computers to the village and we train them there. And when we finish training there, then we go to another village.
Do you also see to the placement of these people who go for this training and have passed well?
Yes, we help them out. We have a staff specifically appointed for that. And so we put these people in touch with the different companies where they can get jobs. So that is one of our main focus, to find jobs for these people.
Do you also finance yourself with these products that these people create in these courses or in your classes?
We have in our production unit, we call it the production unit, where they come and produce things. For that, we can, that's like an income generating program for the organization. But also then the women and children can also earn some money there.
Do you also work with other like-minded agencies, people and organizations to carry forward your work of mercy at Maher, including also of Catholic Church?
When we do such work, we cannot work as a watertight compartment. No, we have to network with many other organizations.
What are some of these organizations like?
We call it, one of the organizations, we call it BSS ke, that is Bharatiya Seva Samaj Kendra, because supposing they come across a woman who is pregnant, they don't have license to keep the women, so they send them to us. And then when we have babies who has to go in for adoption, we contact them. And so there are several people with whom we network like that.
Including Catholic agencies or Catholic groups?
Yeah, that depends. If there is the Catholics are willing to work with us, then we work with them.
What about the workers or volunteers that Maher employs? Are all of them volunteers,
yeah,
or you have to pay them?
No, we have plenty of volunteers coming in. They pay for their food and lodging while they are with us. I mean, they contribute some money. Not a payment, I won't call it.
Do you have other Maher centers apart from Pune? Have you expanded beyond Maharashtra?
Yeah, we have in several places. That is in Jharkhand, we have in Kerala. We have it also in, in Maharashtra, but in Meerut, in Ratnagiri, in places like that. And I keep getting a lot of invitation into other states, but the problem is to find the local people who are committed. Once we find them, then we start the project there.
So you must be doing a lot of running about, visiting the various centers to see that they are running properly.
Yeah, I do visit very often those places. At least once in 3 months, I visit the different centers. The local, the Pune centers, I don't go so much because the local staff here are trained for it. But I go mainly to the other places, like Ratnagiri, Jharkhand, Kerala, those places.
Now, in terms of figures, how many inmates are housed at Maher in, let's say, Pune? Could you give us a rough figure?
You mean to say in other homes or people who are gone out from Maher?
No. How many people are beneficiaries at Maher currently?
Oh, at the moment, we have over 1,500 in different centers of Maher. We have 39 houses now.
39 houses all over. That means outside Maharashtra?
Yeah. Maharashtra, Jharkhand and Kerala.
And what must be the workforce there, those who are working there and serving there?
We have got nearly 220 people working. Now, sometimes the Balwadi teachers, that is, we call it, the kindergarten teachers are part-time, and the others are all full-time people.
Now, from Pune, you must be following Pope Francis here in Rome and all he's doing and saying. I believe you have a lot to be inspired by him, and you have much in common with what he's doing and saying. Tell us something about it.
The present Pope is the person of my heart, I feel. I appreciate him so much for all that he's doing for the people.
Now, sister, last question. What are your future plans for Maher? You said you have expanded beyond Pune in other parts of Maharashtra, in Kerala, Jharkhand. Is there anything new that you want to do, something, include somebody, some other groups?
We have started a home for the AIDS and HIV children, and we want to expand that area because there are lots of demands on us for women as well, but we had only started for children. Now they were asking for women and for men. So we want to do that. Then we also want to reach out to the other states of India. If I have the committed people, I really want to start there. Of course, in the long term, the long term, the dream is that in India, we should not have homes like Maher. But at present, you know, that the children are still begging on the street, women are still on the street. We need to start homes now. But we are working towards that, you know, that no women and children will stand on the street. That's why we are working in the villages.
Do you also plan or do you also have a apostolate for the drug addicts?
No, we network with another organization called Kripa. So whenever we get such cases, we send the people there. But then we have creating awareness on this topic very, very strongly.
So that way you actually are working in this line of prevention of drug addiction.
Yes.
Anything else you want to say, sister, that I have not asked you?
Of course, as I said, Mahir has got different projects and in different areas. We have also have a home for men, not only one home. We have now two homes for men. And the demand on Mahir is really too much. The finance for all these homes, it is rather difficult. But I can say the Almighty has been very kind to Mahir. And somehow we have been managing.
Now, regarding these homes for men, are they men who are sick or are they men who are elderly and abandoned?
We have both. We have both. Those who are mentally disturbed and they are on the street, and aged people who have no one to take care, and they are also on the street, and that's why we have picked them up.
That was the final of a two-part telephone interview with Indian sister Lucy Kurian of the Order of the Sisters of the Cross of Chavanagh, SCC, on Mahir, her project for destitute women, children and men. This has been The Backgrounder, a weekly feature of Vatican Radio's English Service for Asia.